prophecy that was given. Anyway. Okay, we're back on love. Your answer is right under your nose. Talking about how to speak God's language, which is something we all must learn from somewhere down our road. We're all, I guess most of us are mature Christians. Okay, some of us are at different levels and stuff. And that's what this is about a little bit, is how to speak his language. And some of the scriptures and stuff I'm going to be reading is sort of paraphrased, so it might not be word for word, but I think basically the gist out of what we're trying to get. Okay, for Jesus said to us, okay, to have faith in God, to have faith in God continually, ongoing. But truly I tell you, whosoever says this mountain, and we all have mountains in our lives from time to time, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt him at all. I thought that was weird. In his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. That's a familiar scripture that we've all heard, we've all studied. I know it's our pastor and everybody else, and just the ministry itself is based on that. This might be a little bit different, a little twist. Do we have problems? Yes, from time to time they do occur in our lives, whoever we might be. But our answer is right under our nose, at least a major part of it. I do not believe that anyone can live in victory without being well informed and trained concerning the power of words. Usually when we have mountains in our lives, we talk about them. We're our two brothers and stuff. But God's instructions are clear and precise. And he tells us to talk to
them. Amen. Speak to them.
As we see here. Obviously, are you talking about your mountains or to your mountains?
Amen.
When Jesus said that we ought to speak to our mountain with faith, commanding it to be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it is a radical statement, and one that deserves some study. First of all, what do we say to the mountains in our lives? And it's obvious that we're not to hurl the things that we think and stuff in our will. But the will of God in this will, his will, is his word. So in Luke 4, when Jesus was tempted, and we all pretty much all know the story, about tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he answered every trial repeatedly, saying, he answered every trial with the word of God. He repeatedly said, it is written. So maybe there's something we can learn from that. And quoted scriptures that met the lies and deceptions of the devil head on. We have a tendency, and I'll talk to the same for myself, to try this for a while. And if we don't see quick results and stuff, we walk away from them. which a lot of times we're speaking our feelings.
That's right.
Most of the time, that's the problem. start with.
That's right. Begin, that's right.
That's what gets us into trouble to begin with.
That's right.
But persistence is the vital link to victory.
Amen.
In anything, you do it over and over and over and over and over into its second nature.
Amen. Right.
Whatever it is. But we must know what we believe.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And to determine to stick with it until we see results. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's lengthy, time-oriented, hours and hours, whatever. But obedience and forgiveness are as important as faith and persistence. This is a little different twist as well. Mark 11:24-26, we're paraphrasing again, okay? For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe. Mm-hmm. Trust and be confident.
Yeah.
That it is granted to you.
Amen.
And you will get it.
Yes,
amen. That's right.
Well, God answered your prayer. It may be yes, it may be no, it may be maybe. It goes against that, doesn't it? But Andrew Womack says something that helps me with that. He says, God will not appropriate anything he has not given you by grace. So if it's not in the Word and he hasn't given, because people say, well, can I ask for this, can I ask for that? If he hasn't, and the Holy Spirit teaches you too, because he's the one, you know, who tells Jesus, he shows you Jesus, the Word. So that has helped me a lot, you know, because people take scriptures out of content. But if he hasn't given you that by grace, you can't have a faith that works it. So that's the key.
Right.
It's not all been prepared by grace. Healing's been prepared by God's grace. Jesus did it. So you can have that faith to get the healing. But stealing somebody's husband's not in the Word. You know?
No.
That's
going to
work.
That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, so yeah. That really clears a lot of it. That's simple. And Mary Johnson says something, too, that really helps me. She says, when she's being bombarded, she'll say, Spirit of truth, come tell me the truth. And she worked out for me. And I did it, buddy. I quoted scriptures. I mean, it just came to me, and I said, that's the truth, and I stood on it.
Yeah.
What you're speaking, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And
that's what you're saying.
Whenever we stand praying, you know, we all do that. If anything against anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Forgive him and let it drop. Leave him. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some friends, sometimes I've been so mad I just want to scream at them, and 5 minutes later, it's gone. Mm-hmm. In order that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you do not forgive, neither will he forgive mm-hmm. you your failings and shortcomings.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's it. I've tried to adopt that as a way of life. I'm not going to say it's not challenging at times, but mm-hmm. I always seem to make it. To make sure that we can maintain balance in our life, and try maybe speaking the Word of God. We all know that speaking the Word of God is powerful mm-hmm. and absolutely necessary in overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, it's not the only doctrine in the Word of God. A few little twists I found here sort of cool. For example, obedience is equally important. Mm-hmm. If a person thinks he can live in disobedience, but speaks God's word in the mountains to get results or stuff, he'd be sadly disappointed, as Jesus clearly stated in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Here's Mark again, 11:22-26. Broken down, a little, maybe a different rule inside. And it must be considered as a whole. In verse 22, Jesus is constantly telling us to constantly have faith in God. Mm-hmm. In verse 23, he's talking about releasing faith by speaking to mountains. Did you write mountains in our life? Verse 24, he spoke of prayer. Mm-hmm. And the importance of praying, believing prayers.
Amen.
Yeah.
And verse 25, he gave us a command to forgive. In verse 26, he stated plainly, if we don't forgive, if will our Father in heaven forgive us our trespasses? There is no power in speaking to mountains if the heart is full of unforgiveness. But these problems rampant among some of the people that we know, that I know. multitudes of people who have accepted Christ as a personal savior, sometimes falling to the deception of the devil. So we must look at operating God's principles a lot by looking at not ignoring others. Well, obedience is a central theme of the Bible. A little bit of a twist. We must be obedient. For many of us, our life could possibly be a mess of disobedience. But this can't be ignored or rebelled against. Mm-hmm. But there is always a way out. He always gives us a way out. Repentance.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
I do that as a thing every morning, because I know it's always somewhere or something I've done wrong. Make mistakes from time to time, but repentance gets us through.
Yeah.
This I thought was really interesting. Don't ignore the ifs and buts. I know that sounds a little crazy, but sometimes the scriptures are little words like this that mean. Put different meaning. And here again, paraphrased, in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. If you will listen, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you to say, it's Moses' time. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you to overtake you if you heed the voice. Again, another riddle. If you heed the voice of the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
Please notice the ifs in that passage. So often we choose to ignore the ifs and buts in the Bible. I've done it myself 100 times or 1,000 times maybe. And you read, and one little piece goes to a whole different thing. But let's consider another example, maybe. 1 Corinthians 1, 9, and 10. Here again, paraphrase. God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to his promise. And he can be depended on. By him, you are called to companionship or participation with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. But, there's another little phrase, I urge you and entreat you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in perfect harmony or agreement in what you say. there be no divisions or factions or divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in your common understanding, in your opinions and judgments. That but makes a big difference. You know? We see that God is faithful, and we all see that draw upon the faithfulness by honoring him with obedience in relationships. We have relationships with a lot of people, different types. Our disobedience does not change God. He's still faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But obedience opens the door for us. The blessings. It's already there due to God's goodness to flow to us. This teaching would be, I guess, a tragedy, I guess, to me, if I tried to teach it that you and I can have what we say without clarifying what we say must be up with, and in line with the Word of God and His will.
Mm-hmm.
So there is sometimes a little more, sometimes that we need to look at, or at least examine from time to time. But learning to speak God's language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for everyone who continues to feed on milk is obvious and experienced and unskilled. We're talking there about babes in Christ. New infants, and sometimes not even able to talk. You know, when we first got saved, we just sit there and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. You know, but solid food is for us full-grown men and women. Those whose senses and mental faculties are trained by practice. Discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil and contrary, either to divine or human law. So we make decisions every day, you know, by the way we go. We need time, you know, that's the answer, to learn the Word of God and to know His heart. Although many things are clearly defined in God's Word, it's obvious that God is there with other things we need to make decisions about. There are other things we need to make decisions about in our lives. Some simple, some more complex. They're not always clearly spelled out in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know His heart and to be led by His Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible does not tell us what kind of automobile to get or when to buy a house, sell our house and when to buy another one. Or where you work. But if we do work for a company and want a promotion, that desire could be God's will for us. But it could also be covetous. How can we know the difference?
Hmm.
Yeah. Time is the answer. It takes time to know God, to know our own hearts, and to be able to be totally honest with ourselves and with God. It takes time to learn about motives and how to determine whether ours are pure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a little strange twist I've never seen before. Balance, wisdom, patience, common sense, and good judgment. You know, we've all talked about these words. And we're talking about mature Christians here. At most, all of us have these traits. But God deals with this and talks to us. I was interested. Proverbs 13:6, there again, paraphrase. Every prudent man deals with knowledge, but a self-confident fool exposes the false folly. So, it seems to me, from teaching this, studying it, you know, we've all been in the ministry for years, you know, some more than others, some 10, 15, 20, 30 years, in the kingdom of God. And it, some people, some teachers, and so, have difficult time with balance. We don't have that issue here. We have seen that in other places. Doctrine concerning the power of words, the mouth. confession. Calling those things that be not as though they are. And speaking things into existence. Which we do on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily. Is one example where some people get maybe off some extremes from time to time. But we're not. You know, and that's the good part. We have a pastor who's well balanced and keeps us that way. It seems that the flesh sometimes wants to play in the ditch and either side of the road. Sometimes staying in the middle of the highway between the lines of safety is kind of something we have to work at. Or I do, a little while. Be well balanced. This is 1 Peter 5. Be well balanced. Comfort, sober mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. The enemy of ours, the devil, roams around, glide, roaring, in fierce hunger, like a crazy dog or cat. Well, bring him a taco and he'll turn the house down. seeing someone who sees upon the devour. It's really energetic, it's aggressive, our devil, this devil. And wisdom is a central theme of God's Word. I don't think there's any real victory without it. So we need to look at wisdom. And I went back to the dictionary once I finally found one. And it's got a couple different definitions. Understanding what is true, right, or lasting. Is one part. And then good judgment, common sense. I guess we'll have to cut it off here, we'll have to finish it next week. We'll start back on where we are right here.
Gwen, that's really good. I mean, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I mean, this is just right along the lines of what we need. This is the stuff you need to train.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was talking about training and mentoring someone. This is it. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Train them in the way they should go. You know, we need to train ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we need to train ourselves toward, you know, if you think all your time thinking righteousness, you're not going to have time to think sin.
That's right.
You know, if you want to stop sinning, start thinking righteousness.
Come on, boys.
Yeah, you know,
that is.
Fill your mind with righteousness, and you won't have room in there for sin.
Think on things that are pure.
And you're going to do what you think, right? You're going to do what you think. So what he's saying, all this training. Of course, he being in the military, you know, he knows about training. You know, you train a soldier, you just do it over and over and over again. Like he said, you get it into him. When he goes out on the battlefield, he can only do one thing: what he was trained to do. He's going to do that. So if you trained him right, he's going to do right.
And not get killed.
And if we train ourselves, our minds, you know, in righteousness, we're going to do right.
It seems, you know,
that's so good.
It takes a while sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can remember being in the, I went to sniper school. I mean, we shot. It was just days and days and days, sometimes nights, until it seemed like it was never ending, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you needed that skill, you did the second nature.
Right.
And I think we can, I try to apply that same philosophy or whatever to God's Word. And it takes hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I spent 5 hours on this yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's good.
Until lunch.
But it takes you on a cool journey, though.
It does.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You study your subject, it'll take you on. I've gone through the entire Bible on one subject. It'll freak you out.
It's working.
Yeah. It does. You know, the Bible's incredible.
Amen.
It is.
Yeah.
You learn something new every time you
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Over and over.
Yeah.
All right, I guess it's time for.
Bless the food?
Let me send a prayer.
All right.
Lord, we thank you for this day you've given us. We thank you for the great blessings you've given us. Your grace is just so much for us, Lord.
Yes, and so much.
We really thank you for that. And we love you, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless us and lead us into your ways, training us in righteousness, and we ask that you bless the food, may it nourish and strengthen our bodies, and may this day be glorified to you, Lord.